All right, back on the podcast. This is Just a Kid from Idaho, Ryan Binion, starting off my podcast of 2019. Now that I've had a good start on some of those, hope you've had a chance to listen and go back. A lot of randomness, but that's okay. I think podcasts are meant to be random to keep us all entertained and reach a good audience. Today, wanted to recap this weekend. This past 4 days, 5 days, I've been in San Diego with my sweet wife and enjoying the warm weather as we escaped, to put it mildly, a blizzard would not suffice what we drove through on a Wednesday morning, but just to get to the airport. But it was a fun time. We had no kids with us as well. Our two kids were with Jordan's mom, and it was a nice little time to get away. But we were celebrating Jordan's brother graduating from the Marines, and I decided, first of all, I'm really grateful for those who serve and fight for our freedoms. It's something that I've learned this weekend is not to be taken lightly. I mean, these guys spend, 13 weeks grinding it out, and a lot can happen as you go to your various specialties and as you go to war. The people that you were with in your platoon might not be there, you know, in a few years. It's kind of crazy to think that, you know, you could lose one of your best buddies who was with you during, you know, one of the hardest times of your life just because you're fighting for our freedoms, and grateful for them, and came away with a great appreciation for them. I want to talk about five things that I learned from these Marines. And I think the first thing I learned about was the importance of leadership. And not so much, you know, having a leader, but the organization of having leaders in your organization who push you and get the best out of each one of their recruits. Or in this case, or in a business case, each one of your employees. But the attention to detail that these Marines had was impressive. In 13 weeks, they learned how to, I mean, it sounds funny and easy, but, you know, walking or running in a straight line and not running into each other. I'm sure there was a bunch of that at the beginning, but, you know, it was pretty impressive. They were walking in, you know, typically 4x4 or 4x3 type lines, and they were all straight. When they would run in straight lines, and it was impressive to watch. I know the leadership, you know, was showcased a little bit during the graduation, and there's some people with some outstanding resumes as far as what they've done for our country. But, you know, overall, the organization feeds off of people who get the most out of their employees, and I think that was something I learned about leadership. The second thing I learned the past few days was grit. You got to find those people who are willing to just grind it out during hard times. I mean, some of the stories that her brother told, I mean, they were, those had to be some intense moments with somebody screaming in your face while you're doing push-ups, or telling you that you need to, you know, get down weight so that you can stay in the Marines, or there's a bunch of, you know, different stories that were told that made me think about, you know, the determination and having the mental toughness that it requires to be a Marine. I was reading a statistic the other day about the toughest boot camps, and according to one survey, Marines was the toughest, then it was the Army, then the Navy, and the Air Force. And I don't know where the Coast Guard got looped in there or if they did, but those were the top kind of four toughest boot camps that were mentioned. So pretty impressive that he was able to have the mental toughness to get past that as well. Requires, you know, real determination. The third thing that I would say would be just overall goal setting, and will being willing to adjust your plan along the way. I think in every aspect of life, you have certain goals, and it doesn't go the cookie cutter way that you want things to go. You want, I remember asking at either firesides or at, you know, question and answer sessions, you ask certain professionals, you know, what route did you take to get here? And many of the time, it's not the same way that it's going to take you to get there or you to get to a place like that. So let's say you have a goal that you want to be, you know, a diesel mechanic or an airplane mechanic. Sometimes you get into the training or the requirements that you have to complete, and, you know, they might think that you are talented in a different area and use your talents in a different way. So I think that was impressive. There's a lot of different roles that a Marine or somebody in the Army can take. And you have to be willing to first have a goal of what you want to do and then be willing to make sacrifices for the better good, which might not be your first choice, but it's going to use your talents in the best way. So being able to be flexible with goals was the third thing that I learned. The fourth thing that I wanted to point out was how reinforcement changes people. And a lot of the times, the way I respond to, you know, feedback, I do need a lot of criticism, but I also need some positive reinforcement. You know, hey, you're doing a good job here, or hey, I like it when you do this, or, you know, that's kind of my mentality that I explain to my managers or bosses that, you know, if we want my position to be successful, here's what I need from you. I don't think you get that option really in the Marines, which is, I mean, it's unfortunate that you can't get feedback the way that you want to, but I can understand the reasoning for it. A lot of people are raised differently. There's a lot of different cultures that come through the Army and the Marines in general, or any branch of the military. I mean, there were people all across the country that were, you know, graduating. So I think it's important for you to realize that you need to know how you need feedback, but that either way, positive or negative reinforcement changes people. I mean, if somebody is making you do push-ups or run a mile or pull-ups or whatever you have to do to build strength because you're not listening or you weren't paying attention for a second, you know, that's going to change your behavior. You're going to want to listen a lot more. You're going to want to, you know, you're not going to want to make the same mistake twice. So I think it's important that we all realize, first of all, how we want to receive feedback, but also what we do with that feedback is super important. The fifth thing that I realized is that people will change their behavior if they want something bad enough. You know, if you are if you are struggling in some aspect of your life and you want to change bad enough, you will make that change. If you feel like you are, I think weight is easy for me because it's something I personally struggle with. I eat, and I know it's because of the things that I eat and put in my body that make me gain or lose weight, right? So I know that if I can change my eating behavior, which I do, and when I do that, and I exercise, I drop weight so fast, and I get much healthier. So I think if you really want to make a change in your life and you have a strong enough desire to do it, you want it bad enough, you will change your behavior. I would argue that my brother-in-law wanted to be a Marine. He wanted to finish. He wanted to succeed. And you know, he had a lot of challenges as far as things that he had to overcome to even get to the Marines, which showed, you know, a true example of being a go-getter, setting goals, and having the grit to change his behavior, his eating habits, much like mine. You know, it's so much easier nowadays to just grab fast food or grab food from different areas, and put junk into your body. And, you know, he made a huge change himself, and look where he's at now. I think everybody noticed how fit he was and how cut. And I remember clenching my fist, and I hit right on his pec, and it was hard as a rock from probably all the push-ups and pull-ups that he's been doing. So props to him, and big shout out to Ryan for his big accomplishment this week, and proud of him, and I hope you've learned something today. And just remember that, so the five things that I learned were: one, leadership; two, having the grit; three, setting goals and being flexible to replan along the way; four, reinforcement changes people's behavior; and number five, people will change their behavior when they want something bad enough. So just remember, I'm just a kid from Idaho, and these are my thoughts. Hope you have a wonderful day.